With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. Ann Arbor police were searching for two bank robbers who fired shots inside a Bank of America yesterday morning. They believe the same pair may have robbed the same bank before. Several area schools were put on lockdown after shots were fired in an ordeal with the police. While the provocative documentary Waiting for Superman, which puts U.S. public education on the critical list, lands in Grand Rapids today, the question at the heart of Superman, who's responsible when children fail to flourish, especially poor children who see more neighbors go to prison than college. A prominent philanthropist group also wants local leaders to see the documentary. The Grand Rapids Community Foundation is inviting 50 people to a November 3rd showing, then leading a panel discussion with local educators about what can be done to improve student achievement in the state. Many unemployed Michigan residents are nearing the end of their unemployment benefits. That will put pressure on the public safety net as winter approaches. That's according to a new report from the Michigan League for Human Services. A new autopsy shows that a Michigan banker whose body was found in Lake St. Clair was shot in the head. Authorities yesterday said it could be either a homicide or a suicide. The results came from a second autopsy after the first was inconclusive. Well, the Secretary of State race has turned even more nasty as the tone has gone negative with attacks on the airwaves. The race has become one to watch in Michigan, with recent polls indicating Democrat Jocelyn Benson closing in on Oakland County Clerk Ruth Johnson. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.